here is Nick Caserio. He spoke about DK Metcalf, and they have not had DK Metcalf the last 2 weeks because he decided to put his hands on a fan in Detroit. Could you imagine had that field goal to gone through? I mean, they may have cut his ass. Probably not, but they may have done. I mean, he'd have been in some real hot water. So, by the way, they probably got a pretty motivated player coming into this game in DK Metcalf. And he's a really good receiver and can be a great receiver at times. But this was Nick Caserio talking about DK Metcalf and potential problems he could present to this defense.
Yeah, he's a significant problem. I mean, you know, receivers don't grow on trees like that. I mean, he's big, he's strong, he's fast. When he gets the ball in his hands, talk about tackling.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hard to get to the ground. He has a big play element, which he's certainly added to their offense. I mean, go back to the Baltimore game, not the last week here, but a few weeks ago. I mean, I think he had 150, 60 yards receiving. And, you know, Aaron's not afraid to give players an opportunity to make a play on the ball. Like, we saw that even going back to last year with the Jets when he put the ball up there to Garrett Wilson, and Garrett made the play there in the end zone against Kamari. So when you have a guy like DK, you're thinking, well, I'm going to give my guy an opportunity to make a play on the ball. And once he gets a ball in his hand, like, we're going to have to tackle him. So, no, he's a big part of their offense, and I'm sure they're excited to have him back for our game.
All right, Clint, and the people, you can jump in on this, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, as usual. He's not the best receiver in the league. They've faced some really good receivers. Smith and Jigba in Seattle, I think, probably had the best year this season. They've faced some really good receivers in the league this year. But he is a different type of receiver, Clint, and I think that's going to be a big thing offensively, and it may be the number one thing that they're discussing is how do we approach handling DK Metcalf. He is a big-bodied receiver, speed, can catch the ball in traffic. He is a big play guy, as Nick Caserio just talked about. But the Texans have the two best best corner tandem in football with Kamari Lassiter, who will be back, you would assume, and Derek Stingley Jr. How do you approach handling this situation? Do you travel him with... You know, Derek Stingley, what they've done in the past or not? Like, how would you handle DK Metcalf in this?
Well, it's the big play element is what scares you. What Nick Caserio said there. That's the part that scares you, coupled with the fact that he's got one of the most elite passers of the football that can still spin it in an elite fashion, throwing the ball to him. So that's the part that scares you, right? I lean more towards... Stay in the structure of your defense unless it becomes a problem for DK Metcalf. I do think there is a slight size difference on the, I mean, if you look at the depth chart or you look at the bio of each player between Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter, I mean, it's 15 pounds and a couple of inches max. I mean, but there's the reality of it is Derek Stingley's a more well-built corner, just a bigger, longer corner. So I think he probably has a better chance to make the plays on him.
But Kamari's physical as hell.
Yeah, yeah. It's but I think I would stay in structure and try to eliminate and let's see if Will Anderson and Daniil and what I've done all year long, the creating the chaos around an immobile quarterback. Let's see if I can force the ball out quick. Let's see if I can force some errant throws, get some turnovers. But if all of a sudden I see that, hey, man, we're not our pressures aren't getting home with four, and Aaron Rodgers has got too much time back there, I've got to find a way to take DK Metcalf. Because the truth is, if you take DK Metcalf out of the game, I like Calvin Austin. You know, I like what's
they
the
got
cat?
Adam Thielen. They got
what's the other cat that's been
MVS?
Isn't that who's with him there too?
Yeah.
So I mean, I like some of those guys, but if you take that big horse out of the game, then the threat, the big play threat, the ability to separate, man, it is significantly decreased. And so, I could see a situation where they get Derek Stingley mirroring him and following him, but I don't think from he jump. Would be I think the one, from jump, yeah. I'm going to stay in structure.
I'm with you. I think Kamari Lassiter has earned that and has played to that level. And I think his physicality, I think he is, if not one of the best tackling corners in the league. He's physical. I said it to you guys before the show. I think he gets a sports Woody thinking about the potential physicality that he could have with DK Metcalf.
I do wonder though, Ron, of like, and I'll be honest with you, I'm probably a little bit overemphasizing it because I've stood on the sideline next to him.
He's a big.
You can be as physical as you want, but if your arms ain't long enough and you ain't got enough lead in your ass, again, this, I mean, he's a horse, man. I mean, he's a dip. I mean, the only guy that I didn't stand next to, we played him a few times, but I never got close to him, was old boy in Detroit.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the only, but I mean, still, he is an absolute horse. And so I do wonder if the sheer size of DK Metcalf isn't a problem for even though he's the more physical guy, I wonder if that DK Metcalf, the size isn't a tad bit overwhelming. It just, Stingley looks significantly bigger than Kamari Lassiter when you see him on the field. They look significantly bigger, and I wonder if Stingley could handle, if he becomes a problem, I would venture to say Stingley could handle him a little bit better.
Yeah, and someone texted in, and I think I'd agree with you as well, I think you would agree with this as well. You handle DK with 51 and 55, period. Rodgers has to be more uncomfortable than Josh Allen in Houston on Thursday night. But you also know, like, you're going to probably get a lot of back shoulder. You're going to get a lot of, like stuff where it's down the field, but it's quick.
Yeah.
Right? And using his body and trying to use his size to go up. So, I mean, I don't know what they do in terms of do they follow or do they keep it just straight up. I do know they need to follow if he's in the slot, though. Like, if they start to put him in the slot, I think – like, to me, I would feel very comfortable all the time if one of those two were covering him.
Yeah.
I don't know that I love anybody else in the secondary having to cover him unless it is just a flat-ass double that you can just clearly see right off the bat. Which, hell, that might be what you need to do anyway, just because there's just going to be a lot of, all right, jump ball or contested catches type of situation.
He's not a versatile enough player for me to change what I do defensively. You know what I mean? He's not a Jamar Chase. He's not a Smith and Jigba. He's a below average route runner.
He's got more Mike Evans kind of like.
But he's got more Mike Evans in from a play style. And then if you want to talk about like kind of how he's used, it's more kind of like Nico. Hey, man, we're going to put you over here on the boundary receiver, and I'm going to find a way to get you the ball if they single you up or like I don't know how much they're going to move him. I haven't studied the Rams a ton, but every time I watch him, he's pretty stagnant, pretty stationary. I agree with you, man. Like more of a Mike Evans play style, and within that offense, doesn't move a whole lot, and so
he's much bigger.
Yeah, he would have to become a major. The problem is the boogeyman for this defense has been the big play, and
he can move once he gets going straight.
And he's got a huge catch window. He can run by you. He's a load once he does catch the ball. So, I mean, all the things that have been a bugaboo for this defense, I think DK Metcalf presents a problem. Now, again, 51 and 55 can shut that down quicker than anybody. We'll see if they can on Monday.
Text line coming through, you're wrong for comparing him to Evans or Nico. Like, no, I mean, the Evans part is, like, Mike Evans doesn't run a ton of routes. And DK Metcalf doesn't run a ton of routes either. Like, there's a lot of DK and Mike Evans run straight down with the hand
sure.
up. To use their size. And they may run some slants. And then I think to the point you were making with Nico is, they just don't move him.
They don't move him. You know where he's at.
Yeah,
he's easy. Yeah, that's easy to track.
But no, Mike Evans and him, no, they, Like you're not seeing a lot of different routes coming from those two guys. They're on the outside doing a lot of down the field.
Yep.
Hands up. Let's, there ain't a lot of in and out of breaks and stuff.